tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. For the first time in their 54-year history, they are going to be changing to a white helmet with the black stripes instead of an orange helmet. Everybody is familiar with the orange helmet, which has been around since their first Super Bowl appearance in 1981. Before that, remember, the Bengals were founded by Paul Brown, whom the Cleveland Browns are named after, and he was fired by Art Modell, who not only moved the Cleveland Browns to Baltimore, but he also fired Paul Brown after winning titles back in the 1950s, and he formed the Cincinnati Bengals, and they had those orange helmets that just said Bengals on the side. It wasn't very creative, but that was the point. He just wanted to stick it to the Browns, so they kept with that orange theme. But it's going to be a lot of fun. The white tiger is going to be in the middle of the field. The logo, which is normally orange and black, is going to be white and black to match those white helmets tonight. Should be a lot of fun.
So who's favored?
The Bengals are home favorites, 3.5 points. And you might ask, well, why is the undefeated Miami Dolphins 3.5-point underdogs? Well, again, their defense played 90 plays against the Buffalo Bills last week. They're tired. They played in 90-degree temperatures, over 60% humidity, and they're going to be gassed by the fourth quarter, which is why I, of course, took my Bengals, and I've got Burrow for throwing over 275 yards in this game, and Ja'Marr Chase, the star wide receiver, over 74.5 yards as well. So it should be a lot of fun.
Let's see here. So a three-point favorite.
3.5.
3.5-point favorite. Can't forget that half point.
Yeah.
Now, and by the way, is Burrow okay?
Burrow is fine. Now, they are concerned about Tua because he went down in that game against the Bills, and it looked like he got his bell rung, but they're saying it was a back injury. So he's officially listed as questionable, but he's going to play. Usually when you see that questionable tag, they're going to play. Doubtful means they're not going to play. So I would expect to see him in that game. And it should be a lot of fun because in college, Burrow threw to Chase, his number one wide receiver, and Tua threw to Jason Waddle, one of the top wide receivers for the Dolphins. So they're taking their talents to the pros, much like, well, Derek Carr and
Davante Adams.
Davante Adams, yeah.
Wow.
Should be fun.
It's going to be a good night Thursday night. And by the way, can I get this or is this just on Prime?
It's on Prime Time. Sorry about that.
I'm not happy about that. That's a discussion for another day. Stay with us. Mason DePalma joins us. Boots on the ground in the final 40 days. 40 days to Election Day. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the state is seeing a 500-year flood event.
We've never seen a flood event like this. We've never seen storm surge of this magnitude, and it hit an area where there's a lot of people in a lot of those low-lying areas, and it's going to end up doing extensive damage to a lot of people's homes. So there's going to be a lot of work to do.
Florida Hospital Association President Mary Mayhew says one health system in Southwest Florida is without water and fast approaching a point where they will not be able to safely care for patients.
That is an urgent focus to get those patients transferred.
Though downgraded to a tropical storm this morning, the National Hurricane Center says storm surge and flooding remains a threat as Ian crept across the Florida Peninsula, emerged in the Atlantic Ocean north of Cape Canaveral. Forecasters predict Ian would again regain some strength and turn northward. Also at townhall.com, the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits dropped last week. It's a sign that few companies are cutting jobs despite the high inflation and a weak economy.
The Labor Department says applications for unemployment benefits for the week ending September 24th fell by 16,000 to 193,000. Last week's number was revised down by 4,000 to 209,000. First-time applications generally reflect layoffs.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The current figures are very low historically and suggest Americans are benefiting from an unusually high level of job security. Stocks lower on Wall Street as worries about a possible recession and rising bond yields put the squeeze back on markets. The Dow finished 455.6 points lower. The NASDAQ off 314 today. More at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your...
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years, as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
It's 104, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. An observant bus station worker is expected to receive a $30,000 reward offered by federal authorities for identifying an escaped murderer attempting to flee the country, according to Nevada U.S. Marshal Gary Schofield. 42-year-old Porfirio Duarte Herrera was arrested at a bus station along Northeastern Avenue about 9:30 last night, wearing new clothes and holding a brand new backpack, according to Schofield. He said Duarte Herrera had purchased a ticket to Tijuana, Mexico. Duarte Herrera, who was on the lam for days after escaping from the Southern Desert Correctional Center in Indian Springs, was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison for his role in the 2007 Luxor parking lot bombing, which killed 27-year-old Willibaldo Durantes Antonio, a casino hot dog stand worker. Luke Bryan's residency at the Theater at the Resorts World will go on into 2023. The country music superstar has added a dozen dates next year, beginning February 1st and running through April 1st. The dates will cover a Super Bowl weekend, reaching the first anniversary of Bryan's residency. The new dates are in addition to Bryan's half-dozen shows, which run from November 30th through December 10th. Well, the National Finals Rodeo is in town.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a crash southbound Eastern. That's at Mesquite. Do expect reduced speeds on Interstate 15 southbound, mainly between Sahara and Tropicana. And you're backed up on the Beltway 215 westbound, beginning around Gillespie Avenue.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
You know, in sports, we used to talk of Big Mo, momentum. And it looks like, at least the early indicators, 40 days out from a midterm election, that Big Mo is on the side of the Republicans, not the Democrats. Democrats have spent gazillions of dollars. Catherine Cortez Masto has spent $35 million since the first of the year trying to define Adam Laxalt, and it's not working. It's just not working. Mason DePalma is one of those people that is making a difference in our state, fighting for conservative values. He's the Deputy Communication Director for the Republican State Leadership Committee, and he joins us. Mason, how you doing? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's great to be back, Kevin.
Tell me what your sense of the race is right now, today, 40 days out from a general election, 23 days out from early voting, and maybe a week or so from mail-in votes going out. Can you talk a little bit about your sense of where we are here in the state of Nevada?
Yeah, well, I think you summed it up perfectly. Just getting going here with the segment, you know, Republicans up and down the ballot clearly are showing that they are carrying tons of momentum with just 6 weeks left to go. It really shows you, Kevin, that, you know, this election will not only be about crime, but it's going to be about, you know, the economy and the Democrats' inability to bring down the cost of living along with that record high inflation.
I want to talk to you, though, about, there are various groups that are out there that have been for defunding the police, and now they're all trying to scatter like rats leaving a sinking ship. In fact, an organization with a history of supporting the defund police movement is investing heavily in Democrats up and down the ballot. What do you know about that?
Yeah, that's right, Kevin. And that organization is called the States Project. This is an organization that is dedicated to supporting Democrats in down ballot races. And actually last week, the New York Times did this story. They announced that, you know, the States Project group is going to be spending $60 million across five key battleground states. And one of those states including is Nevada. And, you know, you hit it, Kevin. You know, this group has a history of supporting, defunding law enforcement. And I think the thing that stands out, and it should stand out to your listeners here, the fact that you have vulnerable Democrats in the Nevada state legislature like Marilyn Dondero-Loop, Melanie Scheibel, and Julie Pazina, who still have not come out and refused support from this radical group.
Let me just throw this out there. These are people who have supported defunding the police. How do they walk this back? I mean, what's the language we're going to see in TV and radio ads and things like that, mailers, to try and walk this thing back?
Yeah, listen, you know, I think we talked about in the beginning of the segment here, you know, that obviously one of the main issues, you know, that's driving voters to the ballot box this year is the uptick in crime, you know, not only in Nevada, but across the country. And, you know, part of what the RSLC has actually done in the past in regards to exposing the States Project group, we actually did it in 2021 in Virginia. Four of the seven Democrat delegates who were unseated, you know, by the RSLC PAC, you know, was because, you know, they took an endorsement from this group. You know, obviously we figured out what they were all about. You know, we brought it to the table in terms of, you know, ads like you mentioned. And obviously voters, you know, were not happy about that. So, you know, I think that's going to be the pushback here is just continuing, you know, to expose this group, you know, continuing to push Democrats, you know, like Marilyn Dondero-Loop, Melanie Scheibel, and Julie Pazina, to get a clear answer from them as to whether or not, you know, they do stand with protecting Nevada communities.
Now, what is interesting, there are all kinds of PACs and groups that are out there. And in a lot of their ads, in fact, most of their ads, they're talking about abortion. Are you hearing abortion as a key issue for people in this midterm election?
The number one issue in this election, Kevin, is definitely the economy, and it's not even close. Okay, you know, when I take a look at Nevada specifically, 15.6% rate of inflation, it's one of the highest in the nation. You know, we just saw this week that, you know, the average gas prices in Nevada ticked back up to over $5 a gallon. So that is really the main issue here that's driving people, you know, to the ballot box here in November. No question about it.
Are you convinced that we're going to have enough money? I know in the early days of this campaign, we have essentially been woefully outspent by Catherine Cortez Masto, by Steve Sisolak, by down-the-ballot folks, and they've outspent us 3-1, 4-1, 5-1. Now we're starting to see that thing even up. Are we going to see more money coming into this state for Republicans?
Yeah, look, listen, I think you hit it perfectly. You know, the Democrats will always have a money advantage over Republicans. You know, that's just the reality. But, you know, we're sitting here talking about the issues that actually matter. And these people don't have a counter to how they're actually going to improve the lives of Nevadans and Americans in general. So, you know, when I think about, you know, the amount of money that's going to come in and continue to come into the state, you know, I just do think that it's the issues here that is still going to drive folks, you know, to the ballot box. And more importantly, you know, not only drive them to go and vote, but go and vote Republican up and down the ticket.
As usual, I buried the lead. What is the Republican State Leadership Committee? What is the mission statement? What do you do?
Yeah, so, so pretty much what we're in the business of doing. So we are in the business of supporting and getting the most amount of Republicans elected to the down ballot races. So, you know, when I say that, you know, we're talking about, you know, your state legislator. And, you know, we also do dip into, you know, some state Supreme Court races as well. But really, Kevin, it's really just putting a spotlight on, you know, those state legislative races because, you know, I think often, you know, and especially in years like, you know, this year with, you know, very important midterm elections at the top of the ticket, you know, the Senate race that you were mentioning, even the governor's race, I think people tend to forget that, you know, listen, you can't just stop at, you know, the governor's you know, placed on the ballot. You know, you got to keep going all the way down ballot here. So, you know, Republican State Leadership Committee, like I said, you know, we're in the business of just, you know, putting a spotlight on these folks and, you know, state legislators across the country and, you know, making sure that we can expand, you know, our Republican majorities that we have in certain states. And, you know, in states like Nevada, you know, break up, you know, the Democrat trifecta that, you know, clearly has not been working for the people.
Do you do endorsements? Do you send checks out to candidates? What is it you actually do?
Yeah, so, I mean, we do support candidates. You know, so, listen, you know, those three races that I mentioned, you know, the top of the segment here, you know, are candidates that are running against, you know, Marilyn Dondero Loop, Melanie Scheibel, Julie Pazina. You know, we are in the business of, you know, specifically supporting, you know, those candidates, you know, that are trying to unseat those two incumbents. And, you know, in the case of Julie Pazina, who's a first-time candidate in SB12, you know, supporting, you know, her you know, opponent on the Republican side, and you know, making sure that you know we can expand you know, Republican leadership in the Nevada state legislature.
Are you of a mind? I just got done talking with Nigel Innes just a little bit ago, and he thinks we could flip the House of Representatives and even the U.S. Senate. But I want to ask you on a state level: can we overturn the Assembly? Can we overturn the state Senate? Can we turn this state red?
Yeah, listen, Kevin. You know, I think we're talking about all segment here. That you know, the Republicans clearly do have the momentum. You know, it's just 6 weeks out here. You know, I think we take a look at the Senate. You know, it's a three seat majority for Democrats. So you know, Republicans, you know, they only have to win two. So to me, you know, the Democrats, you know, are anywhere but comfortable. You know, especially in this environment that we keep talking about. You know, with these high gas prices, with you know, the high inflation, you know, it's clearly, you know, resonating with folks. You know, like I said, you know, they're clearly not happy with what the Democrat trifecta here in Nevada has done. So yeah, you know, listen, there is significant momentum with down ballot Republicans, you know, heading into November.
Mason DePalma joining us. I want to ask you about Get Out the Vote. And I'm not sure if this is an area that you guys delve into, but I keep being told this is going to be a Get Out the Vote election, that it's going to determine who wins and who loses. We've got some really close races going on right now. Do you delve into Get Out the Vote, and how do we improve that for Republicans?
Yeah, listen, you know, I think the main, you know, message here, especially for your viewers, or your listeners, rather, is to make sure that you get out and vote, Republican, you know, because, you know, I just can't stress it enough, Kevin. I mean, you know, the issues that we're talking about here, you know, these are real everyday struggles, you know, that the people in Nevada are going through right now. So, you know, I think the best way to make your voice heard is to make sure that you get out to the ballot box. You know, we have plenty of ways, you know, to go out and get out and vote. So, you know, listen, I think, you know, that is the main message here. I think you really just have to, you know, consider and think about, you know, is your life, you know, better off with Democratic leadership? And, you know, I think, you know, just the stats that we're talking about here, you know, clearly that's not the case. And I think something that still jumps out to me specifically is the fact that Nevada still ranks 49th in education. So listen, you know, this is not just about the now, but this is for the future too. You know, this is about providing a better future for your children. So that's the real take home here in terms of, you know, what needs to be done here. And you know, that's how we're going to make a change here in November.
Will the RSLC be dealing with political ads? Are you going to be putting up some political ads?
Yeah, so we've actually already done some advertisements, primarily on digital platforms. I'm glad you asked about that. So, you know, just to kind of explain real quick, you know, recently with the start of football season, we actually did put out a digital ad to kind of highlight, you know, the tax increases that Nevada Democrats have supported. And that includes higher payroll taxes, increased fees at the DMV, and also increased fuel costs. So we're going to continue our strategy of, you know, hitting those issues in the forms of advertisements as well.
Mason, if folks want to help you help a lot of these great candidates at the Republican State Leadership Committee, how can they go about doing it? Can they reach out to you? Can they find out what you folks are up to?
Yeah, so so if your listeners are interested, you can check out our website at rslc.gop. And, you know, if you want to make a contribution there, you know, that's how you do it.
Mason, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much. I know you guys are going to be real busy in the next 40 days. And, of course, early voting begins in 23 days. It's incredible. It's here. The midterm election's here. Thanks so much, though. Really appreciate you joining us. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely, Kevin. Always appreciate the conversation.
There you go. Mason DePalma joining us, the Deputy Communications Director for a group called the Republican State Leadership Committee. And they do a great job, by the way. They really do. They are making an impact on this election. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Seems to be in a state of confusion. Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I was watching the Aces win their first WNBA title in an area sports bar. Fans were really into it. Hey, Kevin Wall here. More than once, I thought about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. You know, for years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids. Here's the number, 702-369-1321. That number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. ALV.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
Guten Tag. This is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem und the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. Und my second favorite part? The cowboys und the horses. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, a one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
From the NRSC, the group entrusted with electing more folks to the U.S. Senate, a great press release says, we are 40 days out from Election Day, and one trend is becoming clear. Voters are tuning out the Democrat attack ads, trying to distract from the failed Biden agenda. And they go state by state, state by state. In Georgia, they say, this is from this release, in Georgia, Raphael Warnock and his allies have spent upwards of $70 million